poll, plurality of Democrats believe minors seeking abortions should not need parental consent. By Hannah Blow on July 18, 2022. Most agree abortion providers should be required to notify parents for minors seeking an abortion. But a plurality of Democrats believe parental permission should not be required before terminating a minor's pregnancy. A Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. The survey found 64%, overall, agreeing that abortion providers should be required to notify parents before performing abortions on girls under the age 18. However, a quarter across the board do not, and another 11% remain unsure. Opinions are also split on party lines, as 82% of Republicans and 62% of independents agree that abortion providers should be required to notify parents before performing an abortion on a minor. Less than a majority of Democrats, 48%, agree, but well over one-third of Democrats, 39%, do not believe abortion providers should be required to notify parents before terminating a minor's pregnancy. Another 60%, overall, said parental permission should be given before an abortion provider terminates a minor's pregnancy. Most Republicans and independents, 81% and 58%, respectively, agree. But a plurality of Democrats, 47%, do not think parental permission should be required before an abortion clinic performs an abortion on a minor. 42% of Democrats disagree. The issue of abortion and minors made headlines this month in the case of a 10-year girl in Ohio who had an abortion after authorities say she was raped by an undocumented immigrant. Voters are divided on whether abortion providers should be required to notify law enforcement before performing abortions on pregnant minors who are younger than the age of consent. 43% favor such a notification requirement, while 40% would not require notification of law enforcement in cases involving underage pregnant girls. Another 17% are not sure. The survey was taken July 10 to 11, 2022, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters and has a +3% margin of error. It comes as controversy continues to boil following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, handing the restrictions on abortion back to individual states, some of which have already put strict abortion rules in place. The issue rose to the spotlight even further in the past month following news of an illegal alien raping a 10-year-old girl, who reportedly traveled from Ohio to Indiana to get an abortion. As a result, 27-year-old Gerson Fuentes has been charged with rape, even as the girl's mother seemingly defends him.